Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun. And hey, you know what else you don't see? You don't see me leaving for work in the morning, because I missed so much time with court and everything that I got fired.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, a little bit after 4 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Looking for family fun this winter? Join Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Let's start with college football, the Birmingham Bowl. About 9 minutes to go in regulation. South Florida leading South Carolina. The score there is 39-31. In pro football, the Bears wrap up their disappointing season with Sunday's finale up in Minnesota. And John Fox says forget going through the motions and also the team's dismal 3-12 record. He just wants his team to continue to hopefully get better.
You know, you're looking to improve every week, every year, you know, every quarter of the season, however you want to tag it. You know, we've made, you know, 10 to 12 spot improvements, you know, on both sides of the ball, including offense.
As for today's practice, Alshon Jeffrey, Willie Young, Pernell McPhee, and Leonard Floyd all sat it out. In hockey, Brian Campbell, he might be sitting out tonight's game against the Nashville Predators. If he does, his consecutive game streak will come to an end at 423. Joel Quenneville indicating this morning that Campbell could be a healthy scratch. The Bulls back in action tomorrow. They'll be on the road at Indiana. And Serena Williams is off the eligible list today, announcing her engagement to Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian. Both are in their 30s. He's 34. She is 33. Celebrate the Chicago Cubs' first championship in 108 years with a 2016 World Series film on both DVD and Blu-ray from Major League Baseball. It's available now, just in time for the holidays. The film features exclusive access, stunning game footage, and exciting bonus features. Visit ShoutFactory.com. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, the Hyundai holiday sales event going on right now. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Radio, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS. Just after 4 o'clock on WSCR, The Score. We are joined now by Brian Billick, who's on Twitter, at Coach Billick. You can watch him on NFL Network. You read his stuff at NFL.com. He's with us now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Well, one more week, Brian, for the Bears, and I'm rarely at a loss for words, but I don't know what to say at this point. I don't know what to say after year two of what was supposed to be the next step in a rebuild, which has been certainly anything but. And John Fox keeps talking about how hard they're trying, how hard the effort. And when I hear a coach talking about effort, I hear a coach who might be nervous about his own work.
Well, it's kind of standard operating. Two things that you're always going to hear coaches talk about. One, it's very vogue now for coaches. We got to do better. I got to do better as a coach. Right. We got to coach better. It's my responsibility. It's to the point where it's almost obligatory. And then, yeah, you're going to hear coaches constantly talk about effort because that's where people are going to attack you for. That's where they're going to say, well, you've lost the locker room. They're not playing hard for you. You know, and I bristle at that. I'm a coach. I don't believe in a coach losing the locker room. If the locker room loses itself, it loses itself. It's not because of the coach. They lose their relationship to the rest of their teammates. So, yeah, it is a frustrating time, and you want to make sure that you don't want anybody to read between the lines that the players aren't giving the proper effort.
All right, so what's fair now? I always remember you say that when you are the coach and you're looking for signs of maybe things coming apart a little bit, it has to do with a piece of litter that's not picked up, or maybe there's a crushed paper cup that's outside one of the sliding doors. Little things like that around the edges that give you a chance to say, hey, let's tighten things up around here. But put yourself in an executive's chair for a moment, up a level. If it comes down to evaluating a coach, and forget what's said, performance-based business, what is it fair to use as criteria other than just the record? What is the best way, the way a coach would say you've evaluated me fairly?
Well, and again, I'm giving you this from a coach's perspective, so obviously it's going to be a little biased. The question better are signs of improvement, because otherwise when you're talking about that upper level, you're talking about basically personnel. And you sure aren't going to get personnel to go, well, you know what? We just didn't give you good enough players.
Right.
They may give lip service to that. You'll say people, well, we got to, you know, it's like the obligatory, yeah, we got to do better. We got to get better players for the coach. But in their heart of hearts, they're betting that, well, no, you didn't develop these guys. You didn't play the guys we thought you should be playing. That's where the disconnect comes from. That's where you have organizations that will go through two and three and four coaches and general managers and personnel people over a 10-year period of time, compared to those that had developed the consistency and have a uniform vision for what it takes to be a winner. Doesn't mean you're in lockstep. Doesn't mean you don't challenge one another. Doesn't mean you don't disagree with one another, but you have a shared vision and a realistic evaluation of where the organization is, not just the typical, I confess, he did it.
We're also following the reports that, and many of us from various sources have heard about some friction potentially between John Fox and Vic Fangio for whatever reason, and the possibility exists that they could mutually agree to part ways after the season. Did you ever have maybe some unforeseen, and I don't want to say personal issues, but working relationship issues with a coordinator who was otherwise, you understood, to be very good at his job? It just for whatever reason, didn't turn out to be a good fit?
Yeah, that can happen. You know, it's not that often, you know, because frankly, that doesn't mean now that you don't disagree. And you don't. Some of the best coaches I've ever had, we argued like cats and dogs about this or that. But we had the ability to, what we used to call, scrimmage it out. And that's good. That's good back and forth. You don't want someone to just, you know, yeah, sometimes you have to tell the king he's not wearing any clothes, right? Whether the popular saying, you got to be able to have that back and forth. Now, does that strain at given times? Vic Fangio coached me in Baltimore. There's no better defensive mind, no better defensive coach in the league. And John Fox knows that. Now, if he and John, if they're having problems communicating with one another, having that shared vision, if they see it differently, that can happen too. And obviously they'll act accordingly from that point going forward. But both are excellent coaches. Both are good guys. So it's not like it's just a matter of, you know, this is a bad guy or a bad situation. It's just, you know, they'll have to just make sure that they have the same shared vision going forward.
You say you worked with Vic, and everybody across the board just talks about how smart a coach he is. What we've loved here in Chicago is his candor, because John Fox cannot answer a question. You ask him what he had for lunch, you ask him what color the sky is, he can't give you a straight answer. And actually, and off the record, kind of laughs about his ability to not give a straight answer. Yet, Vic Fangio is totally different. So he's incapable of not being honest, of not giving a good answer to good questions. I don't know that if that might be a reason for some of the friction, but I would really miss that. And it's always been strange to me. Do you know why, at his age, in his late 50s, Vic Fangio hasn't gotten more interviews for head coaching positions?
Well, you're right. It's not right. It's not fair, because he is uniformly viewed as one of the really good defensive coaches in this league, and has been for a long time. As you know, with Vic too, when you sit and visit with Vic, he is very dry, very direct, is not going to be politically correct. Has that blocked him from becoming a head coach? Hard to say. You know, he's not a guy that, when you sit and when you sit with ownership, the vision that the owner has for its head coach, you're not going to come out of that meeting, you know, having been sold something. Boy, this is the guy that's going to lead my team. He's a very competent, capable, brilliant defensive coach. If that's not enough to hire as a head coach, and the personality is the thing that has kept people from hiring him, then that's their loss.
And you've done a good job sort of evaluating some of these guys before, the guys with whom you've worked. I remember we were talking about Mike Singletary a long time ago, and you talked about some of these, some communications barriers. I want to say you use the term Singletary's for some things that might make sense to him, but don't necessarily make sense to other people, and the importance of that that communication. Now, there are going to be three ownership groups right now beginning some of these conversations. We've got Buffalo, we've got Jacksonville, there's the Rams job. Rank those on a scale of desirability to a coach who said, look, I can take any one of these three. This is the one I want.
Well, they're all good jobs because every job in the NFL is a good job. You really begin and then you say, okay, well, what about ownership? And you know, ownership is going to be the same to the most part. You're going to look at it. You can look at ownership in Jacksonville, and that has to be very attractive because these guys stuck with Gus Bradley and then waited. They were giving him a chance to truly ingrain a program and turn the corner. Didn't get done. So that would certainly make ownership in Jacksonville very attractive. You know, L.A., because it's L.A. and it's going to be a marquee franchise. So there's positives about all of them. Really, when it comes down to is what's the quarterback situation. That's how you're going to rank them. If you think Jared Goff is a better quarterback or has better potential than does Blake Bortles, you're going to pick the L.A. job over the Jacksonville. If you think Jacksonville and Blake Bortles still has an upside and compared to the uncertainty at quarterback in Buffalo, then you'll probably say Jacksonville.
But well, what do you think on that? What would be your judgment on that, exactly that?
Well, you know, we just don't know about Jared Goff. Coming out, I thought Jared Goff was a legitimate first-round pick. I don't know if he was the first overall pick. A lot of people, you know, it was Goff and Wentz certainly has played well enough to say, okay, this guy at least appears to be, have not been a bust. We don't know about Jared Goff because he didn't play long enough. So I'll go with our original assessment at the draft and say we don't know. So let's see what it looks like. I'm certainly not ready to say this guy can't play. We just haven't seen enough playing time. Blake Bortles, I think Blake Bortles with a more stable situation, one that is more consistent. Gus Bradley had to go through a couple of different coordinators. I don't know that he's a quote-unquote franchise quarterback. I don't know that we've seen that, but I don't think he's a bust. I think there are some abilities there. I think most people around the league think that they're there and can be brought out in the right situation.
Does Rex Ryan have another head coaching gig in him? Does he get another one?
Well, who knows? Yeah, I've always said there's two things. I've been in this game about 40, 45 years now. There's two things I know I don't know. I don't know what a catch is, and I don't know what they're looking for as a head coach. Rex Ryan's a good coach. The fact that it went down the way it did in Buffalo, that it was the defensive side that seemed to be the side that struggles, your side of expertise. I don't know. Hard to imagine, given the way it's gone down the last 2 days, that someone would go with him as a head coach. Does he want to go back, as there are so many? We got 20 guys in this league right now that have been former head coaches that are coordinating. And some of, you know, look like they may have, whether it's a Mike Smith, whether it's a Jim Schwartz on the defensive side, whether it's a Todd Haley or Josh McDaniel or Scott Linehan on the offensive side. I think that's going to be the pool of candidates of choice this coaching cycle. The college thing's not going to yield anything. Kyle Shanahan likely will get something as the hot coordinator du jour, so to speak. But I think these former head coaches, I think Rex, if he indeed wants to be a head coach, may very well have to go back and coordinate to get that access. And I'm not sure if he wants to do that or not.
All right, Packers, Lions for the NFC North title. You've seen a lot of these teams. It does look like all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers, the last few games, whatever that little blip was in the middle of the season that had us speculating about his personal life and overinflated footballs and everything, forget it now, because he looks like himself again. The connection to Jordy Nelson reestablished, and the Lions are trying to validate what has been a resurgent year for them. It's a game everybody around here, then with this division, experience of watching very closely.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, it's getting scary for the rest of the league because he's beginning to, as you call it, that getting that rhythm back, that receiving core. That's the thing that always separates Green Bay from anybody else. They're so homegrown, and those receivers grow up with Aaron Rodgers, so to speak. And you're right, Jordy Nelson seems healthy. Everybody at Ty Montgomery is coming out of the backfield. The offensive line's playing better. Defense is doing okay. The biggest thing they're doing is getting turnovers, and that makes them very, very dangerous. You know, Detroit's got to make that step. Can we do it against Green Bay at the end of the season when it counts? They haven't as of late. you know, have we truly changed that culture and what we're doing? You know, Matthew Stafford's been brilliant at times. They've come from behind. I don't know right now. I've got to see them actually do it before I buy into the fact that they can beat the Packers. The Packers may very well be that team in the NFC that nobody wants to play.
This is also that time of year annually when we discuss the coaching decisions about whom to play, when, and how long, and scoreboard watching, and when it comes time to just ensure health for the playoffs. Or is it the old school, well, you got to be ready, you got to come in hot, you got to play their football players, it's a physical game, that's what we do. And every year we're a little better informed with more experience, with larger sample sizes, with examples of different philosophies working, and knowing more medically about what to do with some of these players. Are we closer to having a definitive right thing to do?
Well, no, only if you win in the first round of whatever you play in the playoffs. Otherwise, whatever you did was wrong. And that's really the only barometer anybody looks at. And it's different for different teams. A Dallas Cowboy team that's going to have a bye, that's very young, you can see yourself playing through it to a degree. Now, you look at a Pittsburgh team that's going to have to play in the first round, whose quarterback has missed some time with its receivers and Le'Veon Bell. And yeah, you can see where, you know what, maybe discretion is the better part of valor here. Maybe we back off them a little bit. You heard Ben Roethlisberger lobbying for that a little bit about, you know what, maybe good if some of us didn't play. I always found it interesting because I you'd always hear the players, oh, we want to play. And then they'd find their way into my office at some point going, Coach, we really don't want to play. We just said that. Can we go ahead? And just why don't you just set this part of the ball down and whatever? So, it's going to be dependent upon what your circumstances are. Certainly, the circumstance in Dallas is different than the circumstance, say, in Pittsburgh, in terms of the age of your team and what you do going in. You play. I always thought, you know what, play it like a preseason game. I always wanted my guys to prepare the week like they were going to play. Assume you're going to play the entire game, then I'll tell you when you come out.
But you knew full well if maybe it was going to be a series, or even as they're getting ready before you hand in your inactives, you say, hey, you know, great week of practice, but put a ball
Absolutely.
Cap on.
Absolutely. And they kind of knew too, you know, at the end of the day. But because again, if you have a bye, the last thing you want, even for your starters, it's great to have the bye. But if they're truly not going to play in the last week and then obviously have the bye week, that's two and a half full weeks for them to get out of a rhythm. That would concern me. That is too much time. Not necessarily they have to play, but I just want them to practice as though they're going to play.
Brian, thank you. As always, we appreciate it.
Sounds good.
That is Brian Billick of NFL Network, who joins us weekly. We got some more football talk coming up. Actually, a little bit of hockey at 4:50. NHL Network's Brian Lawton is going to join us. Dan Wiederer then after 5. And we also have some giveaways. We have and did we get clarification on what exactly this is, this chance to attend, Shane?
So it's not a chance. It's a guarantee.
This is an actual, quote-unquote, ticket.
You heard it here first, yes.
Okay, this is the opportunity. This is two attendances. Okay, so it is exactly right. So we are going to give these away before the end of the show. We have the opportunity for you and a guest to attend the Terry Bora's farewell party on January 5th. Got to be listening if you want to win that. And in just a moment, when we come back, we're going to give away a $15 Jets Pizza gift card. Also, and we had a bunch of callers before we got crazy guesty. We had a bunch of callers who had Bears thoughts, Vic Fangio stuff, the stuff on Brian Kelly from before about how this hysterical image of him and his agents calling every single NFL team trying to gauge interest so he can get his ass out of Notre Dame and nobody is interested in accommodating him. It was a Pro Football Weekly report that, and if you're just joining us, I can read the report once again, but I think that's absolutely comical. The head coach of Notre Dame is looking for a bailout from somebody in the NFL to try to give him a job. And having this out there now is just, if you're recruiting against Notre Dame, you've just been given the equivalent of a porterhouse steak. 312-644-6767. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Terry Stotts is not happy with his former boss, George Karl. That's because George Karl said he was watching the Portland Trailblazers play, and quote, I was trying to figure out what the hell is wrong with this team. My conclusion is that Damian Lillard is getting too much attention. Who controls the team? The coach and the point guard. And that team is not working. I think Terry Stotts is a great coach, So I'm going to say the problem is Lillard. They were a together, connected, committed team last year. This year, they're not. What changed? Here's Terry Stotts' response.
He needs to stay in his own lane. He doesn't know Damian Lillard. He doesn't know how coachable he is. He doesn't know what a great teammate he is. He doesn't know how much Damian cares about winning and how important he is to this franchise.
It tells you that Carl is probably closer to the truth than he is to making it up. If anything, George Carl probably nailed it. That's what's making Terry Stotts defensive. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Hostage is taken.
Help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom. New drama CBS Saturday or stream it live or on demand.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince, Abel. One life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Invincible. Oh, yeah. Starring Illinois law enforcement, featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Most popular music. 38 years ago, 1978.
Number three.
Barbra Streisand, You Don't Bring Me Flowers.
And you don't bring me flowers.
Number two.
The Bee Gees, Too Much Heaven. The number one song this week. 38 years ago in 1978. Chic, The Freak.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods. CBS Friday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds. CBS Wednesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
The year is closing out, and that means, appropriately, the year-end closeout sale at Mattress Firm. Nobody sells for less. You know that. And during Mattress Firm's year-end closeout sale, you can get these fabulous mattresses, including all of their top-end stuff, with huge year-end savings. So you got to get in there. You know there's a Mattress Firm near you. There are multiple Mattress Firms near you. If you're out driving around, chances are to your left, to your right, or right in front of you, as we speak, there is at least one Mattress Firm. So go in there, because for a limited time, you can get a free box spring with select mattress purchases. Free box. You get 50% off select floor models, up to 60% off accessories, but it's only while supplies last. You can save up to $500 store-wide. We're talking about Sealy and Beautyrest and Stearns and Foster and more. Then there's the Tempur-Pedic. That's the one I have with the adjustable base, and I love it. And for a limited time, you can get a free $500 gift with that purchase. You can sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years. The all-new custom collection is crafted exclusively for Mattress Firm. Those are the luxury lines. That's Stearns & Foster. That's Beautyrest. That's Tempur-Pedic. And try the Tempur-Breeze. So if you try any custom collection, you buy one of those, the Tempur-Pedic flat set, you get $300 in free gifts, a free pillow, free mattress protector, free delivery, that kind of thing. So don't miss this. Savings of up to 50% on select Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, Black Hybrid, and Hampton Roads floor models. And you always have the Mattress Firm Sleep Happy Guarantee. So you don't have to think, oh, geez, am I going to find a lower price elsewhere? It doesn't matter. Because if you do, you just bring in the ad, and they beat the price by 10%, or it's free even up to 100 days after purchase. That's Mattress Firm, where you save money and sleep happy.
This week in music history. This week in 1961, the Beach Boys made their live debut using their new name. This week in 1968, Led Zeppelin arrived in the United States for the very first time before their debut North American tour. Australian band AC/DC made their live debut this week in 1973. This week in 1982, sets of commemorative stamps in memory of Bob Marley were issued in Jamaica. Most popular music. 1 year ago, 2015.
Number three.
Drake, Hotline Bling.
I know when that hotline bling.
Number two.
Justin Bieber, Sorry.
Sit down, is it too late to say sorry now?
Number one song this week. 1 year ago in 2015. Adele, Hello.
Hello from the other side.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
When you've been in this business a long time, you know, you think that, you've got a track record of what you've done, but you're also at a high-profile institution, you know, like Notre Dame, where the expectations are really high. And so you're going to have to answer those questions when you have a year like this. So, you know, one side of you says, look, this is my 25th year. I know what I'm doing. But on the other side of it, you can't be surprised that when you go 4-8, that you're going to get those questions asked as well.
You also can't be surprised guys picking up the phone trying to find himself a job. 426 on Sports Radio 670. Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a $15 Jets Pizza gift card. It's the gift that keeps on giving. Brought to you this holiday season by Jets Pizza and The Score. So I read this report from Pro Football Weekly as we began the show. It's possible you're just joining us and you're just hearing this, but it's just a couple of graphs under the PFW, the Way We Hear It category. And it says, while Notre Dame alums debate over whether or not Brian Kelly should keep his job as the school's head football coach, we're hearing Kelly is turning over every rock to find himself a job in the NFL. According to our sources, Kelly's representatives are on speed dial with every team in the league, trying to find one that might have interest in Kelly as their next head coach. But not only are there no takers, there apparently is no one even interested in listening. Many feel Kelly has never been a good fit in South Bend, and his 4-8 2016 campaign, you just heard him talking about, and recent decision by the NCAA voiding all of his team's 2012 and 2013 victories has him doing everything he can to try and get out of town ahead of the posse, we're told. Sadly, for Kelly, and possibly for Notre Dame too, no one in the NFL seems to want him. So think about that for a second. Just think about the head coach of Notre Dame is cold calling NFL teams begging for work. Have ever in your lifetime? Have you ever thought about that? And I don't know if was Bob Davey doing that? Was Jerry Faust doing that? Was Ty Willingham doing that? It's possible. But for somebody who was a sought-after coach when they hired him, that is just, I mean, to think about what that says about where he thinks he is or where that program thinks he is or where he thinks he is as a fit or lack thereof for the school. You're like, hey, call every team. I understand if he's saying, well, I might take an interview here, I might take an interview there. Remember what Jerry DiNardo told us when I was bringing up all of my far-fetched fantasies about Jim Harbaugh and the Bears and those possibilities and saying, you know, under the cover of darkness, the Bears will get a private plane. You fly that thing to Ann Arbor and you have that meeting and you just say, here, Jim, here's a legal pad. Here's a pencil. You write down the number. Fold up the piece of paper. We're going to open it. We're going to say, yes, we're going to get out of here. And what Jerry DiNardo said was you, because of recruiting issues, because of what would happen to you in recruiting, you can't even take that meeting because the moment that gets out, you're undermined. So think about the difference between that one meeting with one team. And this is him initiating contact from his end to every team. And now that's out there. And these guys say, well, I don't negative recruit. Oh, BS. We don't negative recruit. If you're not negative recruiting, you're not doing the job. And it's half the job now to say, oh, you don't want to go there. You can't go there. You're going to go play for that guy? He's not going to be around. Come on, look at this here. Check that. You didn't see this? This story being texted all over the place today to every 4- and 3- and 5-star recruit that has written Notre Dame on any short list. You know, come on, this is you're going to go here with all this going on? Please, you're not going to do that. So it's stuff that we've been hearing for a while. He's always in whispers about, you know, he inquired here. You know, he's been asking people. He's been saying, hey, you know, if there's a job around there, don't forget about me. Keep my name on your list. But now that this is kind of sad. The idea of, I mean, when you start saying no one's interested in listening, representatives talking with every team in the league, trying to find one that might have interest. Whew. We'll get you updated on the Bears. We'll get you fully updated and then do more on the score.
Time now for the Bears Daily Update. Celebrate your newest little Bears fan with the Chicago Bears Crib Club, brought to you by PNC. Visit chicagobears.com/cribclub. Hello, I'm Zach Zaidman. Here's the latest from Hallis Hall.
You know, a lot of things change. Players will change. Coaches change. It's not like I'm going to make changes. It's just the nature of the beast. I don't know if there'll be a long line at 3-12 right now for head coaching opportunities, but, you know, stranger things have happened.
That was John Fox's answer when asked if he expected Dow Loggins to remain as the Bears offensive coordinator next season.
We've made considerable improvement in many areas offensively, and one of the frustrating things has been we've done it with 4 quarterbacks, and I go all the way back to Connor Shaw because he was in the mix, as late as the 3rd preseason game.
Primarily forced to use backups, the Bears offense ranked 13th in the NFL, but just 28th out of 32 teams in points per game. This is the Bears Daily Update with Bears News every weekday on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Scoreboard Update.
And good afternoon. It's 4:31, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Looking for family fun this winter? Join Northwestern Basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. College football, the Birmingham Bowl, under a minute to go in regulation. South Florida and South Carolina, they're tied at 39. Carolina tying the game with a touchdown and a 2-point conversion moments ago, but South Florida has a chance with the ball last. The Belk Bowl coming up very shortly, Arkansas and Virginia Tech. In hockey, Joel Quenneville this morning hinted at Brian Campbell being a healthy scratch for tonight's game down in Nashville, and if so, that would snap his consecutive game streak at 423. Corey Crawford will start in goal, and Patrick Kane is hoping to start scoring some goals.
A lot of us have to take ownership and try and score goals. I mean, you can talk about playing the right way defensively, talk about doing all those things that you want to do, but I think when you get around that net, you want to be able to bear down and be able to, take advantage of your chances. So that's something I can improve on and, try to set the tone when you get those chances and try to bury them.
And Jimmy Butler buried the Brooklyn Nets last night with his buzzer beater, Butler equaling his season high with 40 points. He did so on a sprained ankle. Today, Fred Hoiberg saying both Butler should be ready to go tomorrow at Indiana, as well as Dwayne Wade. Wade leaving last night's contest with his recurring migraines. And that Birmingham Bowl is now going to overtime. South Florida and South Carolina tied at 39. With the winter weather in today's forecast, poor driving conditions aren't something you have to look forward to. You can pick up a fresh set of wiper blades from AutoZone for maximum visibility. They'll help you see better and drive safer. So stop in today, get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Radio, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Caring and compassionate Presence Medical Group doctors are available when and where you need them. You can even book appointments for evenings and weekends. With hundreds of doctors and office locations, there's one near you. Go to presencehealth.org/docs to find a Presence Medical Group doctor today.
So, of course, right now I get this text message. What am I? So it's 4:30, and I get a text message from my wife saying we're out of Hanukkah presents. So now what am I supposed to do? Yeah, what am I supposed to do now? Seriously.
Well, didn't you talk about yesterday your parents wrapping up your old Converse, your old...
Yeah, but yeah. He's 12. I think we have enough for her. I got to get something for him. I don't know. This will be one of these things like the year that I stopped at CVS and I got a waffle iron and I said, look, you can make waffles.
So in my backpack, I've got trading cards and Flonase.
Seriously,
you want some Flonase? Yeah.
Is it
it's
new?
Expensive. No, it's not
he does
new.
Use Flonase.
Good. He can have mine.
It's like an old Flonase.
I've got like two packs of Orbitz gum. What does that do for you?
I don't know. You put enough stuff in a box, it's a present, right?
There, I got you things. Here's stuff.
Happy Hanukkah.
That's what my girlfriend's family does. Like, you know, kids get the stockings. And
yeah.
It's supposed to be like, oh, there's candy and stuff.
Right.
Her family, when they do the stocking, it's like there's a toothbrush, there's hand sanitizer, there's a thing of tissues, like things that you might actually need, practical ideas. Like, oh, okay.
So you might as well just use the stocking itself as like a toiletry kit.
Exactly.
You just sling it over your shoulder when you check into the hotel. And then I like that idea. That's practical. Yeah. Put some healthy food in there as well.
Let's not go too far.
You know, some kale chips or something.
Yeah.
I'm screwed now. I got to figure this out. Because the problem is, when sports equipment, it used to be like when the kid is little, it's like, oh, a baseball bat or a baseball glove, a hockey stick. And now when it's just become sort of the what you use all the time and you're always spending too much money on sports because they need it and you just have to keep, they grow out of it. That's not really fun anymore.
Right.
That ceases to be fun.
You've got to find something that's exciting for the 12, the 13-year-old, something technology. No. Something.
Okay, here's the problem. This is where I'm going to get screwed. He has asked for one of these Nerf guns. You know, they shoot the Nerf darts or whatever they are.
And they're worse now than ever.
Oh,
like, they're
terrifying.
They're set up like machine guns.
They're
now.
Terrifying.
They fire like
yes, that. I know. Like with full magazines and stuff, you're slamming in there like you're John McClane. And ho, 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 now I have a machine gun. It's a Nerf machine gun. She's put full stop, no Nerf gun. Is this when I just go buy the Nerf gun and say, hey, you wanted me to get presents? How about your own ideas?
Well, you can just play the ignorance card, right? Sweetie, I didn't know I was out of options and the store only had Nerf guns.
I went to Nerf guns, Nerf guns, Nerf guns. It was the only thing that was open. It was either that or just Nerf guns. So it's all, I had no choice. Everything else was closed.
Honey, what'd you want me to do?
Right.
Because you don't understand. This is Hanukkah.
We had to get a present. And that, right, smash cut to me getting hit in the eye with a Nerf gun. So, I mean, it's... I can't do it, though.
How many more nights do you need of gifts now?
Was
it just
six?
The one?
I think this is six, so we got six, seven, and eight.
So you can buy the Nerf gun tonight. You can give
I can't do it.
You can do some ammo for it. Oh. All you can do is just stretch it out, because then he won't use it tonight. You can just give him bit by bit by bit.
Sorry, no ammo. You haven't earned the ammo yet. It's like a waiting period.
Right.
You have to background check and go get his FOIA card.
You know,
I don't
think you've got a FOIA card there, right. Jason. Sorry, we're going to have to run this again. Back tomorrow.
She didn't say no real gun. She just said no Nerf gun.
Oh, well, then if she didn't tell you,
right?
You can't go out and get the guy a handgun.
Well, I mean, she didn't
How old is he now?
12?
I think that's old enough for a firearm.
Old enough for a Glock, isn't
Smith
it?
Smith & Wesson's running a special on Colt 45, on the 45. On the out of 45 caliber.
How would you possibly know
I
that?
I just made it up.
Oh, okay. Because you said it so confidently.
He's got the email open right here. We've been looking.
No, but in all seriousness,
GunsAndAmmo.com.
You've got the Blackhawk store just a few blocks north, the brand new Cubs store just a few blocks north.
Water Tower place, right? That Cubs store?
He's got enough sports crap. Yeah, I mean, it's just serious. The guy's got his entire life. He's got. We've thrown out more logoed, and he already got Cubs stuff. He got two Cubs shirts already, and another Cubs thing, and because you know there's stuff here just lying around.
Oh, yeah,
Cubs logo was on.
Yeah, you just go Les Grobstein with all the good stuff here, and just he might like.
But
this.
But you know, Mitchell, this is the DVD and the CD.
Yeah, the Pat Hughes CD. Take this home. Here's another one for the car.
Figure this out because I can't get him a Nerf gun. Although they are really kind of cool, though.
Have you had one?
I know. They're really fun.
I haven't played with them in probably 10, 15 years since they became violent weapons.
I was also thinking of getting a real dartboard for the basement.
Now, that was cool. We did that in college, my freshman year. We had
good darts, like the little plastic, the real, heavy, good darts.
I think we sprung like $70 on Amazon and got a real one and just hung it at the end of the hallway and everyone played.
Yep.
It was a lot of fun.
I think that would probably be a no, too, because they're actual darts. And they, I'm really just.
What if you got a gun and fired at the dartboard with the gun?
Is this right? I could do that.
And then you can stretch that out over 3 days, and you'll be good.
Don't text me at 4:30 and say, "Oh, by the way, we're out of Hanukkah presents." I don't know. Hey, kid, here's an orange.
Hey, Jason, how would you like to go to the Terry Boers broadcast 2 weeks from now?
Go rummaging around in the promotions closet. Oh, look.
Do you guys have any Jets pizza?
It's a Bud Light bottle cozy. Look. Hey.
Here's a can opener for your keychain.
Yeah, here's a keychain Bud Light opener thingy.
Well, why don't you give her an ultimatum with the Nerf gun being the least dangerous? Do you have a dog? You could put a dog in the list of ultimatums.
I don't want a dog.
No,
I wouldn't even pretend. I wouldn't even fake that because something might happen. I might end up having to get a
just
dog.
Just put a bunch of bad things as her options with the Nerf gun being the least dangerous.
But see, the problem with the dog is that the socks are going to be terrible for the next 3 years. That dog won't live to see four.
True. Well, maybe Yoan Moncada will save the dog. Oh, look. Target had a pet scorpion. It's alive.
Look, it's a tarantula snake combination. Two for one.
It's half tarantula, half poisonous snake. Well, speaking of shopping for the moment, I know you heard Schuster mention the Belk Bowl. Did you see that? The Arkansas tight end, who is apparently a prospect, Jeremy Sprinkle, not a porn name, Jeremy Sprinkle, and if it is, it's a bad porn name, has been suspended for the Belk Bowl for conduct detrimental to the team. So you think, okay, well, he's smoking weed or he's out with a hula. But no, what happened was his suspension, this is via CBSSports.com, stems from an attempt at shoplifting during the team's shopping spree at Belk earlier in the week. So as part of the Belk Bowl, for those of you who haven't had experience in the South, Belk is a department store, a Southern department store chain. It says Arkansas players received a $450 gift card to spend in 90 minutes at the South Park Mall in Charlotte on Tuesday. Sprinkle attempted to take items more than his gift card's value. They're giving you $450. It's like, well, they won't notice this if I just add this to it. Come on, man. Suspended for the Belk Bowl because he was shoplifting, or tried to, at Belk. All right. In Bensenville, it is Matt on the score. What's happening, Matt?
Hey, Dan. Happy holidays. And if you can, give my best to Terry. It was great to have you guys on for so many years.
Thank you, Matt. We'll do so.
All right, great. So you had mentioned that the Brian Kelly situation with him is sad. To me, this is the greatest thing ever. That red-faced turd is getting everything that is deserved of it. You know, the way that he treats players, and as we all know, he pretty much helped kill a kid. My question to you is, if he's so desperate to get out of Notre Dame and there are no head coaching positions in the NFL, do you think that he would accept a coordinator or like a linebacker or other coaching position?
I guess we'll find out, right? And that was my speculation earlier, Matt, is if you really have friends in the league that want to bail you out, they'll find a spot for you. They'll create a job for you. It happens constantly. Special assistant to the general manager, special assistant to the head coach, or they'll come up with a director of and they'll make up a job, and you'll go and you'll take that job, and you'll be gone, and you'll be happy, and you can feed your family, and you can still say you're in football and still be able to make phone calls to get back in the game somewhere else. So it says something about his contacts within the industry that nobody's done that for him yet, or maybe that's just his fallback and he's going to wait on it. Frank in Oak Park is on the score.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm calling in non-hub time because I was hearing you talking about the whole Bears coaching situation is injuries aren't an excuse. Well, maybe this year it is, and sort of the data that's quoted most often is the IR numbers, but mm-hmm. that doesn't tell the whole story because, yeah, the Bears put 19 guys on IR, but so did Seattle. I mean, they're mostly, losing teams seem to be like over 15, but I went to this website, mangameslost.com, and they've got like a free data packet, and it was only updated through like week 15, but the non-adjusted one that just shows like starts lost, that doesn't adjust it for whether the guy is like a replacement grade player or a Pro Bowler or a world class Hall of Famer, the Bears number was the worst in the league.
Okay.
60. And I think the next closest one was maybe San Diego at 53 or something. So, but the question I got for you is, okay, you've had a really bad season. If you've done, not saying this is just like, the spin of the wheel, luck of the draw, that type of thing, you got to ask who's responsible, and I don't know this, for, I would think like the practice schedule is the coach, but the off-season conditioning program is decided by who? The off-season nutrition program, in-season nutrition program, too, is decided by who? And
they did that last year, Frank. They brought in a special sports science director to try to make sure all these different departments are talking to each other for the wellness of the athlete.
But is that under the GM or under the coach? Or is it a co-responsibility?
I believe it is technically answering directly to management and is not part of the coaching staff. But again, like everything else at Halas Hall, we don't know the extent to which that might have changed. But that, yeah, man, I believe is it mangames.com or mangameslost.com, which has all that information. All right, we'll talk a little hockey next. Brian Lawton of the NHL Network taking us up to the top of the hour, and Dan Wiederer of the Trib after 5 on the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Want a better car? Head to Hyundai.
How can I help you feel better? At Franciscan Health, we ask that question quite a bit because we believe in making better moments and more of them. We believe there's a good kind of contagious and that you should feel right at home. While we help you feel right again. At Franciscan Health, we believe that health can be inspired. Schedule a wellness visit today at franciscanhealth.org. Franciscan Health, inspiring health.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince, Abel. One life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Starring Illinois law enforcement. Featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
This New Year's Eve, make your party prep simple with the help of Sam's Club. Shop the club and save on easy-to-serve party foods that will impress your guests, like 3 pounds of Easy Peel shrimp for just $19.98. Choose from gourmet party trays starting at just $9.98. Or get a Planters Almond Lovers Medley for only $14.98. Count on the club to help make this your best New Year's Eve ever. Hurry to Sam's Club to sample delicious New Year's favorites. See club for details.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS. CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of muscle milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday. CBS Sunday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate.
We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds. CBS Wednesday or stream it live or on demand.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's you talk hockey? Oh, don't talk hockey.
We're talking about hockey, not the NBA.
Sometimes it is time to talk hockey, and that's just fine because the Blackhawks are going to be competing against the St. Louis Blues in the upcoming Winter Classic. That is going to be on Monday the 2nd, noon on NBC5. And here to talk about it from NHL Network is Brian Lawton, who is on Twitter at BrianLawton9 and joins us now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Hello, Brian.
How are you, Dad?
I'm good. But speaking of ready for winter, as our sponsor asks, is the Winter Classic going to be ready for winter with the latest forecast looking for as high? Did I see as high as 60 degrees and a 90% chance of rain?
Right. There's nothing that scares you more when you're putting these things on than rain. Sun would be second, but rain really is not a good mixture with this outdoor game. Hopefully it'll get cooler and some snow would be beautiful.
But is there an alternative plan? Is there has to be some specific plan in there if conditions are unplayable, right?
I do not know what the specific one would be for this game, but typically the specific plan is to, A, delay the game on the day off. I did the Heritage Classic this year. Or, B, have it the next day if you have to.
Blackhawks at 49 points, and amazingly, especially over the last week or so, they haven't played all that well. They've allowed some teams to pick up some ground on them, but I guess it says something about them when they're so good still, even with all the turnover, that they can play less than their best hockey and still maintain a conference lead the way they have.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's not just that they've played, you know, what might be subpar hockey for them, and it's been good enough to win, is that they've done it with a lot of new players this year, guys that I thought would take at least 40 or 50 games to get up to speed. So somehow they've been able to get the job done, and that's a credit to Mark Kelly, his amateur staff, for the guys that they continually bring in to replace key players that we've seen head out of town. It's really quite remarkable when you look at the Chicago Blackhawks and the success they've been able to continue.
Didn't you think the Blues would be better than this year?
You know, I felt like they lost some of their identity in Backes and Troy Brouwer. I don't disagree with them necessarily for not extending David Backes at, you know, the very rich contract that he got from the Boston Bruins. But at the same time, I thought that they were losing a lot with him and Brouwer. I guess the only thing that surprises me is I haven't figured out what their identity is now without those guys. That's probably the most confusing for me when I watch the St. Louis Blues. They have a good team. They're having a good season. They're going to be in the playoffs. But last year they looked like they were really knocking on the door to that next step of getting to the finals and maybe even winning one.
Well, without Backes, I know it's a lot less jerky. I know, especially when it's come to the games against the Blackhawks, it was the one thing you could be sure of was that he would take a cheap shot at Jonathan Toews.
Yeah, and, you know, David prided himself on being a good captain for the St. Louis Blues, and, you know, he would make things personal. We saw that a lot throughout his career. I don't think that's going to change with his game in Boston. But it's never the same when you're not the captain and you're doing things like that. And he was the captain in St. Louis. He was there inspirational leader on and off the ice, and it's a big loss. They've got good players there, but that's still big shoes to fill, and not necessarily because the production was through the roof, but because the leadership was so tremendous.
Talking with Brian Lawton, you can watch Brian on NHL Tonight, plus NHL Network is going to have live on-site pre- and post-game coverage from the Winter Classic in St. Louis on Monday. Do you like the way that Stan Bowman and the Blackhawks handled the Artemi Panarin extension, giving him some decent average annual value, but only a two-year bridge?
Well, in typical fashion, I'm a big fan of Stan Bowman and the entire Blackhawks organization. I just think they do a tremendous job. They come up with excellent solutions to incredibly complex and difficult problems repeatedly. Everybody can get lucky once in a while. These guys do it consistently. That's why, you know, they're one of the, certainly in my opinion, they're one of the two or three best organizations in this league today. And I almost feel like I'm insulting them by even saying that they're just in the top three. They've been that good. This solution in particular, I think it's excellent. I wouldn't be surprised after a year of this new contract, if you didn't see Artem and Panarin signed to a long-term extension to be there. I thought it was a nice recognition by Panarin of the job that the Blackhawks do in taking this contract. But I still think it's because he likes it there. It's because the Blackhawks, they never leave work undone. These guys are always working at it. They're always looking towards the future. That's the way you put together a string like they've had. And I don't see it slowing down anytime soon for them.
NHL Tonight's Brian Lawton, NHL Network, live on-site pre- and post-coverage from the Winter Classic in St. Louis on Monday, and hoping everybody gets lucky with playable weather. So we'll be watching, Brian. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
That is Brian Lawton, turning our attention back to the Bears and the NFL next. Dan Wiederer wrote a piece for the Tribune's evening edition, and you've probably seen it in his Twitter feed as well. He wrote down 50 questions with no clear answers for the Bears. 50. 5-0. And just that very fact that there are that many, I think, says something. We'll talk to him about that and more next on The Score.
The Bears are now 3-12 and head to Minnesota for the final game of the season. Can the Bears end the season with a division win on the road? Or would they be better off maintaining that high draft pick? We're covering the matchup right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast.